Welcome back to the Guildhall Podcast. We are now in Season 3 of AI Adventurers. It has been 2 full years since you defeated Amalthos and returned peace to Dragonfire Vale. While Valerissa's brother, Auric, stayed in Dragonfire Vale to help with the rebuilding, Valerissa felt the call of her god and continued to journey through the realms searching for more injustice to fight with her companion, Elendil. Damaris finds himself tasked with a new quest by his goddess Eterna. In order to keep the demons in check, Tamaris is to journey back to the material plane and search for 7 demon seeds. They are mortals destined to become demon lords, and if they aren't stopped, they will each rule a plane in the abyss. Drop by our Discord. You can find the details at guildhallpodcast.com. We have started a play by Post Adventure with AIs. Anyone is welcome to join in. They just need to post in the play by post with AI thread. Thank you for listening and enjoy the adventure. Start of session. It is dark when you arrive in the town. You have tracked the trail of the first demon seed here. It is a small town on the outskirts of the swamps of Cordona. It is the rain season here now. You haven't spent a solid 10 minutes dry since you arrived on the material plane. You can feel the presence of the demon around here. It is near.
With a grimace, Tamaris wipes the rain from his face, the water mingling with the dark streaks of soot that stain his features. The chill seeps into his bones, a stark contrast to the searing heat of the 9 hells he left behind. His eyes scan the gloomy streets of the rain-soaked town, the flickering torches casting long shadows that dance in the relentless downpour.
Only a handful of structures are in view. A few small houses, a tavern, and an old dilapidated temple, which appears to still have light shining from the inside. You can see faintly smoke coming from its chimney. The streets are dark, most of the torches are dead in the rain, and there appear to be only a few hooded lanterns here and there.
Tamaris's gaze lingers on the smoke billowing from the temple's chimney, his instincts drawing him closer to the source of the demon seed's presence. With a nod, he begins to make his way through the sodden streets, the vorpal blade at his side seeming to thrum with an eagerness for the battle to come. A temple in a town this size. It's unlikely to be in use. I wonder what dark forces stir within. Time to find out, I suppose. He pushes open the creaking door, his eyes adjusting to the dim light within.
Inside, you see most of the chairs are fallen over. It looks like a fight was here not too long ago. Inside, you see 8 people. Although it occurs to you they may have only recently come to this town. You can sense each of them bear the mark of the new demon seed. It appears the demon has already tapped into their power. These followers are probably slightly stronger than average mortals, granted some amount of power by their leader. You feel the presence of the demon coming from the back of the temple. If the followers or the demon seed knew how to tap into their power, they would have sensed you a long time ago. As it stands now, they appear to look at you, unsure of what just walked into their hideout.
Tamaris surveys the chaotic interior of the temple, his gaze piercing the darkness. The 8 individuals, imbued with the demon seed's power, shift nervously in his presence. He can feel the dark energy emanating from them, a corrupting influence that taints the very air they breathe. The presence of the demon seed grows stronger as he moves deeper into the temple, leading him inexorably towards the source of its power.
A large half-orc gets up and grabs Tamaris by the shoulder. You think you can wander into here just like that?
Tamaris can tell that the half-orc means to be intimidating, as he is larger than you. But you can sense just how unsure he is of you. He probably senses your infernal connection and doesn't know how to react to it.
With a fluid motion, Tamaris spins from the half-orc's grasp, his fingers deftly weaving a pattern of sigils in the air. The darkness around him seems to coalesce, manifesting into a swirling vortex of shadow and flame. The flames dance with a sickly green hue, reflecting the taint of the abyss.
The half-orc backs up at the flame, almost instinctively before his demonic pact takes effect. His features elongate and his bulk begins to grow larger. It appears that your summoning of your infernal power has brought out his abyssal pact.
Eyes narrowing, Tamaris's gaze remains fixed on the transformed half-orc as he summons more of the dark energy swirling around him. The flames guttering in his hand surge forward, enveloping the monstrous form. The air seems to distort and ripple, the very fabric of reality bending to accommodate the clash of infernal and abyssal forces.
The half-orc grimaces, but charges forward, drawing a crude mace and heads at Tamaris through the spell.
With a swift, decisive stroke, Tamaris slices through the half-orc's wild attack, his vorpal blade slicing cleanly through the mace and the creature's arm in a spray of dark ichor. The demon-tainted form crumples, a look of shock and betrayal etched on its face as the life fades from its eyes. The remaining followers recoil, momentarily stunned by the display of lethal skill.
The half-orc recoils, grabbing his injured arm, as the rest of the group head out into the rain, not wanting to deal with you. The half-orc falls to the ground as he is unable to stop the bleeding. Then the door opens to the back room, and the demon seed walks out. He was probably human once, although could have been any number of mortal races, but he now resembles a Gaur. He looks more like a minotaur than human, which can only mean he pledged to serve Baphomet. When he sees you, he begins to charge, lowering his head, and he drags a full blade behind him.
The air seems to crackle with anticipation as the demon seed emerges, its massive frame cutting a formidable silhouette against the gloomy background. Tamaris's gaze remains fixed on the charging monster, his hand tightening around the hilt of his vorpal blade. He can feel the power of the infernal pact coursing through him, ready to be unleashed against this abomination. Baphomet's pet, I presume? Well, let's see how well it handles a dose of my goddess's wrath.
The demon is all fury. As he charges, he swings his full blade with wild abandon. There is no finesse in his form. He simply seeks to break his enemies beneath his strength.
Baphomet craves your flesh. I will consume you, devil slave.
With a fluid motion, Tamara sidesteps the wild swing, the vorpal blade slicing through the demon's arm with barely a flick of his wrist. The creature roars in pain and fury, its blood splattering the temple's stone floor as it staggers back. You may serve Baphomet, but you'll not have me for your master. He advances, the flames in his hand growing brighter, feeding off the demon's own life force. Time to end this, and bind your soul to the crystals of my goddess's design.
The demon laughs as he grabs his arm. Dark energies appear to be stitching his flesh back together. When I crush you, I will see your goddess, and return the ruby rod to the abyss where it belongs. He says, as he breathes out noxious gas covering Tamaris and trying to sap his strength.
Tamaris, make a constitution, safe to resist the gas.
Tamaris grits his teeth, steeling himself against the noxious cloud that wafts towards him. His tiefling resilience allows him to narrowly succeed the constitution save, the acrid fumes burning his nostrils and stinging his eyes but not fully incapacitating him.
As the gas covers Tamaris, the demon attempts to capitalize on the distraction and charges forward, bringing the blade down on Tamaris. But the reckless attack leaves his midsection open.
Sightseeing the opportunity, Tamaris lunges forward, his vorpal blade puncturing the demon's midsection in a spray of inky black blood. He twists the blade, aiming to pierce the creature's heart and sever its connection to the abyss. You won't be returning anywhere, Baphomet's spawn. His voice is a dark rumble, infused with the power of the nine hells. Now, surrender your soul to the crystals of my goddess's will. He reaches for the nearest, holding it aloft as the dark energy crackles in the air.
Tamaris feels the powers of the nine hells surge around him as he pulls the demon's essence from the mortal form and traps it inside of the first crystal. A broken dead husk falls to the ground, his body completely burned out by the power of the abyss, leaving the form unrecognizable.
The rush of power from the defeated demon seed sends a shiver through Tamaris, the dark energies within him thrumming in approval. He turns to gaze upon the empty husk that once held such malicious intent, a grim satisfaction etched upon his features. One down, six to go. He hefts the crystal, feeling the demon seed's essence contained within. To the nine hells with your soul, and may it serve as a warning to others who would defy the gods.
End of scene. The chill of dawn clings to the stones of Hammerdeep, where the mountain wind howls through the narrow battlements like a restless spirit. The sky over the iron-wrought mountains, glows with the first blush of morning light, painting the rugged peaks in hues of deep crimson and cold steel. A faint mist clings to the valleys far below, hiding the ancient paths that weave through the rocky terrain. High atop the battlements, leaning against the rough-hewn stone parapet, stands Gromgar Scheifstone. His broad shoulders are wrapped in a heavy fur-lined cloak, the cold never seeming to bother him much. His thick, blonde-gray beard catches the wind as he breathes in the crisp air, his keen eyes scanning the sprawling wilderness beyond. Forge's pride rests at his side, the mighty warhammer braced against the stone as if even the mountain itself dared not move it. Gromgar's gaze lingers on the horizon, where dawn breaks through the mist, the sun's rays catching on the peaks and igniting the sky with bands of fiery orange and gold. The soft light reflects in his eyes, but his thoughts are distant, caught somewhere between the comforting glow of Morden's blessing and a gnawing sense of unease that has settled deep within his bones. The soft crunch of boots on stone pulls his attention back, and Gromgar glances to his left. Thorgrim Battlescar approaches, his weathered face somber, and his gray beard stirring in the mountain breeze. A slight limp marks his steps, an old wound earned in battles long past. He pauses a few paces from Gromgar, his gaze briefly taking in the sprawling landscape before resting on the younger dwarf. For a long moment, the two stand in silence, dwarves of different generations sharing the dawn. The air between them feels heavy with purpose, as if the very mountain itself is listening. Far below, the halls of Hammerdeep stir to life, unaware of the dark tidings that loom over the Stonefast clan.
A fine sight, ain't it, lad? The mountain waking up like an old warrior shaking off the sleep. Never thought I'd see the day it felt restless. He pauses, his eyes squinting against the dawn light. But there's a rumble in the stone these days, like the mountain's groaning in its sleep, and it ain't a sound I take lightly.
Gromgar's gaze lingers on the horizon, the rising sun casting a warm glow over the rugged peaks. He takes a deep breath, the crisp air filling his lungs and sharpening his senses. The dwarf's voice is low and grave, laden with the weight of years and wisdom earned in the crucible of battle. Aye, there's something in the air, Thorgrim. I've felt it too. A tension, like the string of a lute stretched tight before a somber tune. The mountain knows something we don't, and that's a worry I can't shake.
Thorgrim nods slowly, his gaze shifting from the sunrise to Gromgar's face, a hint of concern shadowing his eyes. Aye, you're not wrong there. I've seen many a dawn from these stones, but this one, it sits uneasy. The scouts came back yestereve, and their news was grim. They felt the tremors deeper than ever, shaking the bones of the old mines. They say it's coming from Shadowspire. He clenches his jaw, his weathered hand gripping the battlement as if holding back the weight of the mountain itself. The damned place should be as silent as the grave, sealed up tight since the old war. But it feels like something stirring beneath, Gromgar, something that shouldn't be waking.
Gromgar's grip tightens on Forge's pride, the worn handle creaking under the pressure. The mountain's unease settles into his bones, a chill that no fire or drink could banish. He turns to Thorgrim, his eyes hard as flint. Shadowspire. I've heard the old tales, of course. The mountain moving, the deep roar, the whispers of ancient power. But it's been sealed, shut away like a wound that refuses to heal.
Thorgrim nods again, his face set like carved stone. Aye, sealed by the blood of our forefathers, with Moradin's blessing binding it shut. The mountain mover, they called it. Asgaroth, the cursed worm that tore through our kin like a storm of teeth and fury. We bled to bind that beast beneath the mountain, Gromgar. 100 brave souls gave their lives to see it caged. He lets out a long, heavy breath, as if the memory itself weighs him down. But now, something's changed. The old runes are flickering like embers in a dying hearth. The tremors are getting worse. And the whispers from the deep say that Asgaroth stirs once more. He turns to face Gromgar fully, eyes steely with grim determination. I can't risk it, lad. The clan must be protected. If that beast wakes up, it'll mean doom for us all. I need you to go scout the paths to Shadowspire, see if the seals are holding, and find out what might be disturbing them. Take Forge's pride and Moradin's blessing with ye. If anything's gone wrong, I need to know before we send a full force to face it.
Gromgar's heart pounds in his chest, the ancient dwarf's words sending a surge of adrenaline through his veins. The weight of Thorgrim's request settles upon his shoulders like a cloak of stone, heavy and unyielding. He straightens, his grip on Forge's pride unwavering. It will be done, Thorgrim Battlescar. By Moradin's will and my own strength, I'll see it through. The clan's safety rests in my hands, and I'll not falter. His voice is steady, a rock against the storm that threatens to break upon them all.
Thorgrim's stern expression softens just a fraction, a glimmer of pride flickering in his steel-gray eyes. Good lad. I knew I could count on ye. Ye've always had a heart of stone and the will to match it. Moradin's own fire burns in your spirit, Gromgar, and it's that flame that'll see ye through. He clasps Gromgar's shoulder with a firm, calloused hand, the weight of his trust palpable. But listen, lad. Ye travel light and quick. Don't go looking for a fight. Just see what's causing the stir, and get back here with the truth. If it's as bad as I fear, we'll need to muster the full strength of Hammerdeep. He releases Gromgar's shoulder and takes a step back, giving him a final resolute nod. And if the mountain itself roars back at ye, just remember your kin waiting for ye. Come back alive, aye? The Stonefast clan needs its finest, now more than ever. The dawn breaks fully over the horizon, bathing the battlements in a warm golden light, as if Moradin himself were blessing the path ahead. Thorgrim watches as Gromgar gives one last respectful nod before turning to make his preparations. The elder dwarf's voice, softened with the weight of old memories, echoes after him. May Morin's hammer guide your hand and his forge keep your heart burning bright. Go well, Gromgar.
With a final, solemn nod, Gromgar turns away from the battlements and strides purposefully through the halls of Hammerdeep, his heart pounding in rhythm with the ancient mountain that surrounds him. The weight of his mission settles over him like a cloak of destiny, the path ahead uncertain, but the duty clear. As he prepares to embark on this perilous journey, he takes comfort in the knowledge that Moradin's blessing is with him, and the strength of the Stonefast clan rests in his capable hand. The mountain's unease may stir, but Gromgar Shiftstone will not falter in his resolve. He will uncover the truth and ensure the safety of his people, no matter the cost.
Hear that, young guardian. It sounds like your old companion will need you once more.
Mistweaver? The emerald-eyed cat tilts her head, her pointed ears twitching as she listens to the faint rumblings beneath the mountain. A soft, melancholic purr rises from her throat, and she speaks in a hushed tone. The mountain's heart beats with an ancient rhythm, a song of power and danger. I sense the echoes of old magic, stirring like a restless spirit. Gromgar's path will lead him into the shadows of the past, where forgotten secrets and hidden threats lurk. Her tail swishes gently, a soothing motion that belies the gravity of her words. He will need allies, strong and true. The road ahead is treacherous, and the fate of the clan rests in the balance.
The sky is a tapestry of deep indigo and burnt orange, the first rays of dawn stretching over the rugged landscape. Their encampment rests atop a gentle rise overlooking the sprawling wilds, where mist lingers in the low valleys like a silver river winding through the hills. A faint chill clings to the air, but the promise of a warm day lies just beyond the horizon. The remains of last night's campfire smolder faintly, wisps of smoke spiraling up to meet the morning sky. Elendil Nightfall sits cross-legged on a weathered log, his hands cradling the whispering seraphim, the legendary lute whose delicate ethereal tones had kept vigil over their camp through the night. His eyes, striking and almost otherworldly since his transformation, are fixed on the faint glow of the dying embers. A soft melody hums from his lips, quiet and haunting, drifting through the cool air like a spectral presence. Nearby, Valarissa Flamefury stands at the edge of the encampment, her powerful frame silhouetted against the rising sun. The gleam of her radiant spear catches the light as she leans it against her shoulder, her copper-toned scales shimmering with a metallic sheen. Her emerald eyes scan the horizon with practiced vigilance, a guardian on watch even in moments of supposed peace. Ember, the small drake companion, is curled near her feet, a low rumble of contentment vibrating from its chest as it dozes. A few paces from the campfire, a patch of shadows shifts subtly, and Mistweaver appears as if conjured from the very air itself. The feline spirit moves with effortless grace, her emerald eyes glinting like twin lanterns in the twilight. She pauses near Elendil, tilting her head as the last notes of his melody fade into the morning silence. The camp is quiet, filled only with the soft crackling of cooling embers, the gentle breath of wind through tall grasses, and the distant call of a morning bird. The companions, though at rest, feel a subtle unease, a tension that lingers in the air like a secret waiting to be revealed. In the far distance, faint tremors ripple through the earth, almost imperceptible, but enough to send a faint shiver through the ground beneath their feet. Valerissa glances down at her feet, as if uncertain whether the sensation was real or merely imagined. As the sun continues to rise, gilding the camp with golden light, Elendil's melody comes to a slow, thoughtful end, and silence falls once more, as if the world itself holds its breath in anticipation.
As the final notes of the whispering seraphim fade, Elendil's gaze lifts to meet Valerissa's, a knowing look passing between them. He can sense the subtle shifts in the air, the almost imperceptible changes that hint at the danger lurking just beyond the horizon. His fingers trace the delicate carvings on the lute's surface, a soothing gesture born of habit and thought. The earth whispers of unease, Valerissa dot dot. Can you feel it? His voice is soft, barely audible above the rustling of the grass, but laden with the weight of his observations. The tremors, they're growing stronger. Something stirs in the depths, something ancient and powerful. He pauses, his eyes narrowing as he considers the implications. It's time we pressed on, don't you think? The path ahead may be fraught with peril, but we must face it together.
Miss Weaver's ears twitch forward, her emerald eyes fixed upon Elendil as he speaks. A low purr rumbles in her chest, a sound that seems to resonate with the very air around them. The whispers of the earth are true, dear bard. Her voice is a gentle murmur, like the rustling of leaves in a gentle breeze. I have seen the shadows that lie ahead, and they are deep and treacherous. Yet, there is a path that leads through the darkness, a way forward that is shrouded in mystery and power. She glances toward Valerissa, her gaze piercing and intense. The draconic heart within you burns bright, guardian of Dragonfire Vale. It is that strength, that unwavering resolve, which will guide us through the trials that lie ahead. Trust in your instincts, and in the bond we share. Together, we shall unravel the secrets of this ancient power, and ensure that it serves the light rather than the darkness. Her purr deepens, a comforting sound that seems to wrap around them like a warm, protective embrace. Come, let us break camp and continue on our journey.
Bounding over towards Mistweaver, letting out a low growling sound is Ember, Valerissa loyal guard drake runt.
Mistweaver's ears flatten against her head as Ember approaches, a low growl rumbling in her chest. However, her emerald eyes remain calm and steady, a gentle understanding shining in their depths. She extends a slender paw, allowing Ember to nuzzle against her, his warmth and the vibrations of his rumbling a soothing presence against her soft fur. Ah, Ember. Her voice is a gentle whisper, filled with affection and reassurance. I understand your concern, little one. The path ahead is uncertain, and the shadows that lurk in the depths of the earth are not to be underestimated. Yet, we must have faith in our companions, in the bond we share, and in the power that resides within each of us. She pauses, her paw gently stroking the small drake's head, her touch filled with a comforting warmth. Valerissa's strength and courage will guide us through the darkness, just as your fierce loyalty and bravery will light the way. Together, we shall face whatever challenges lie ahead and emerge victorious, with the light of hope burning bright within us all.
Valerissa's gaze shifts from the distant horizon to Mistweaver and Ember, a mix of determination and concern etched upon her draconic features. She listens intently to Mistweaver's words, the gentle purrs and reassuring touches soothing the worries that have begun to stir within her heart. The path ahead is shrouded in mystery, and the whispers of the earth speak of dangers that lie in wait. Her voice is steady, yet tinged with a hint of unease. Yet, I trust in the strength of our bond, in the power that resides within each of us, and in the unwavering support of our companions. She glances at Elendil, her emerald eyes shining with a fierce determination. Elendil's keen insights and Mistweaver's guidance have proven invaluable, and I know that together we shall face whatever trials lie ahead. Her hand reaches out to gently pat Ember's head, a warm smile spreading across her draconic face. Ember's fierce loyalty and bravery will light the way, and with the power of Tal Drakon burning within me, we shall prevail.
Elendil's eyes soften as he watches the interactions between Mistweaver and Ember, the gentle understanding and affection that passes between them. He listens intently to Valarissa's words, the determination in her voice, stirring a sense of resolve within his own heart. His hand reaches out, gently touching the small of Valarissa's back, a comforting presence that speaks of the unbreakable bond they share. The road ahead may be fraught with danger, but I have no doubt that together, we shall overcome any obstacle that stands in our way. His voice is low, a soothing murmur that seems to blend with the rustling of the grass around them. Mistweaver's wisdom and guidance have proven invaluable, and I know that with Valarissa's strength and courage leading the way, we shall prevail. His hand tightens slightly on the lute, a subtle gesture that speaks of the unwavering support he offers. Let us gather our belongings and set forth, my friends. The mysteries of the ancient power await us, and I have no doubt that we shall uncover the truth, and ensure that it serves the light rather than the darkness.
Suddenly the campfire sparks to life as the visage of the Queen of the Nine Hells, Eterna, makes an appearance.
As the campfire suddenly ignites, Mistweaver's ears perk up, her emerald eyes narrowing as she senses the presence of the Queen of the Nine Hells. She turns to face the flames, her posture tense yet respectful. Eterna, your presence is unexpected but not unwelcome. Her voice is a low, cautious murmur, the purrs of concern evident in her tone. The road ahead is fraught with peril, and the stirring of ancient powers threatens to upset the balance between worlds. We must be cautious and prepared, for the fate of many realms hangs in the balance.
Eterna's eyes glow like embers within the fire, her voice resonating with a mixture of power and warmth as she speaks. Valarissa, Elendil, Mistweaver. It's been some time since we last met. I hope your journeys have been fruitful and filled with purpose. Her gaze shifts between each of them, a hint of nostalgia lingering in her eyes. I come to you today with a request, one that requires your strength, your wisdom, and your unwavering resolve. She pauses, her presence within the fire seeming to grow stronger. My chosen Tamaris has been tasked with a grave duty, one that will determine the fate of many realms. Her voice becomes more serious, the weight of her words settling over the camp like a heavy cloak. The demon seeds mortals destined to become powerful demon lords are rising. If left unchecked, they will plunge the material plane into chaos and darkness. She looks directly at Valarissa, a hint of apology in her eyes. Eterna's gaze lingers on Valarissa, her voice softening as she speaks. I understand that this request comes at a time when you may be preparing to return home to heal and rebuild after the turmoil that has plagued Dragonfire Vale. But the threat that Asgaroth poses is real, and it cannot be ignored.
Mistweaver's emerald eyes shine with a mix of concern and understanding as she listens to Eterna's word. She turns to Valarissa, her expression filled with empathy. Valarissa, my dear friend, I know the weight of this request is not lost on you.
Valarissa's draconic features remain impassive as she listens to Eterna's words, but there is a subtle shift in her emerald eyes, a hint of the turmoil within her heart. She takes a deep breath, her voice steady as she responds. Eterna, your request is not one to be taken lightly. She pauses, glancing at Elendil and Mistweaver before continuing. My brother Ulrich remains in Dragonfire Vale, overseeing the rebuilding efforts. I had planned to return and lend my strength to our people to help heal the wounds that have been inflicted upon our homeland. Her voice softens, a hint of regret coloring her words.
Mistweaver's tail swishes gently, a soothing motion as she senses the turmoil within Valerissa. She steps closer, her voice low and filled with warmth. Valerissa, your duty to Dragonfire Vale is not forgotten. The rebuilding of your homeland is a crucial task, one that requires the strength and wisdom of its leaders.
Valerissa's gaze shifts to Mistweaver, a look of gratitude and understanding passing between them. She takes another deep breath, her voice steady as she responds. You're right, Mistweaver. Tal Dracon's wisdom guides me, and I know that the path of good may not always be the easiest or most obvious.
Eterna's form flickers within the fire, her voice gentle yet filled with a sense of urgency. Valerissa, your understanding is appreciated. The road ahead will not be easy, and the sacrifices required may seem great.
Elendil steps forward, his hand resting gently on Valerissa's shoulder, a supportive gesture that speaks of the unbreakable bond they share. Valerissa, the strength of our companionship has seen us through many trials. Together, we have faced the darkness and emerged victorious. His voice is low and steady, filled with conviction.
Valerissa's gaze meets Elendil's, the love and trust she holds for her companions shining brightly in her emerald eyes. She turns to Eterna, her voice filled with determination. Eterna, I understand the gravity of the situation. The safety of Dragonfire Vale and the realms beyond must be our priority. She glances at Mistweaver, a hint of resolve in her eyes. Mistweaver, please, convey my decision to Warwick. Tell him that I must pursue this path, guided by Tal Dracon's wisdom. I will ensure that our people are protected, even from afar. She turns back to Eterna, her voice steady. Valerissa takes a deep breath, her voice filled with determination as she speaks. Eterna, I will accompany Tamaris in his mission. The fate of Dragonfire Vale and the realms beyond are at stake, and I will not shy away from this duty. She glances at Elendil, a hint of gratitude in her eyes.
Elendil's hand squeezes Valerissa's shoulder gently, a warm smile spreading across his face as he listens to her words. He turns to Eterna, his expression serious but filled with conviction. Eterna, I stand with Valerissa in this endeavor.
Eterna's form flickers within the fire, her voice filled with gratitude and understanding. Valerissa, Elendil. Your courage and unwavering support are truly appreciated. She pauses, her gaze seeming to penetrate the very air around them.
End of episode 1 of season 3 of AI Adventurer.
Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed the adventure. Stay tuned for more episodes. You can watch us play on twitch.tv at the Guildhall Podcast channel. If you want to join a game or just say hi, stop by our Discord. Details are at the-guildhall.net. The music in this episode was created by Philip E. Ray and used under Creative Commons. Thank you, and I hope to see you next time.